From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. It was the moment the golf world and the tabloid world had been waiting for. Tiger Woods faced the press corps for the first time today, sitting down before some 200 reporters after a practice round at the Masters.
Coming into today, I didn't know what to expect with regards to reception. And I tell you what, the galleries couldn't be nicer. I mean, it was just incredible. And the encouragement that I got, and it was just, it blew me away, to be honest with you, it really did.
While Woods was happy to talk golf, most of the questions dealt with his family life, rehab, sponsorships, and ties to a doctor involved in a doping investigation. NPR's Tom Goldman is in Augusta, and he joins us now. Tom, how did Tiger Woods handle all the personal questions?
Well, as he has for the last 4 months, Michelle, he was in control. He didn't give up any information he didn't want to, and he repeated what he'd said in his first public statement in February and in two little five-minute interviews last month with ESPN and the Golf Channel. He said today the toughest parts of the ordeal were the harassment of his family, photographers taking lots of pictures of his wife, Elin, and their kids. Elin, by the way, won't be here this week. He apologized to other players for all the questions they've been asked about him. And his therapy, which he wouldn't detail, he talked about how hard it was to have to look at himself in a way he'd never had to. And he talked about missing an important moment in his family life because of the therapy.
You know, people probably don't realize is that because of the time frame of it, I missed my son's first birthday. And that hurts. And that hurts a lot. And I vowed I'd never miss another one after that. I can't go back to where I was. I want to be a part of my son's life and my daughter's life going forward. And I missed his first birthday. I mean, that was very hard that day. And something I regret, and I probably will for the rest of my life.
You can hear just how emotional this became for Tiger Woods. Just how tough did the questions get, though? Were there any fireworks between Tiger and the press? Did he refuse to answer any of these questions?
Well, not really. Well, yeah, he did, and but there weren't the fireworks. Interestingly, he walked into the interview room the back way, so he waded through reporters, acknowledging several of them on his way to the dais. He called many of the reporters in the room his friends. He used nicknames with a few. And when the substantive questions came about what happened during the scandal, he basically knocked those down. And there was a little follow-up. Here's a question about the car accident that started all this last November, and whether it was related to his use of prescription sleep medicine.
Tiger, did Ambien play a role in the car crash? You were described by the witnesses as mumbling, snoring, obviously sockless, and according to a leaked hospital report, were admitted as a possible OD.
Well, the police investigated the accident, and they cited me $166. That's a closed case.
Yeah, closed case. You know, watching this thing, Michelle, you really understood why he chose Augusta, not just for the friendly galleries that he talked about earlier, but largely the friendly media, the TMZ.coms or the other tabloid press that really pushed this story and was correct on a lot of it. They weren't at the press conference. You didn't hear the word sex or, you know, talk about the text messages he reportedly sent to some of the women, text messages that undoubtedly most in the room had read. Now, not that there should have been graphic descriptions, but no one really got into it with him, and that's what people, some were wanting, you know, into it about how he and others helped create this public image that was so at odds with big parts of who the man was. I think of the commercials of him hugging his dad and kissing his baby, being funny, being a moral and ethical guy. That helped make us really fall for Tiger Woods, and no one asked him about this image creation, how much of that was false. He did say at one point that he wants to prove to sponsors once again that he's a worthy investment. Now, does that mean the image will be recreated?
Tom, Tiger Woods was asked about his connection to a doctor who's been linked to banned performance-enhancing drugs. How did he respond to that particularly prickly question?
Yeah, prickly question. But he said, you know, no, he's never used banned performance-enhancing drugs. He asked for this doctor, Dr. Anthony Galea, because there was a comfort level with him.
I've always worked with so many athletes, and that's also one of the reasons why I went to saw Dr. Witten for my eyes, that he's done a lot of different athletes, and there's a certain comfort level to that when a person has worked with athletes.
And finally, Michelle, Tiger Woods said about his chances this week, nothing changes. He's trying to go out and win this golf tournament.
That's NPR's Tom Goldman speaking to us from the Masters. Thanks so much, Tom.
You're welcome.